You can press the button.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks of their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
Things we talk about when we're starting the podcast.
Sorry, Chris. Podcast.
We love you, Chris.
You're good enough, Starnes, Laura. Hello. Carol
the cat. I had my hair done.
The Giddy Gigger. Tiffany the technician.
Oh, hi. She's back. I'm back from Canada. Hey. From a non-linear objective viewpoint, it's more than a beam. Sorry.
Damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the
Galaxy. This just in, hot things are hot.
Yeah. And my hair is purple again. Well, it was purple before, but it's still purple now.
It's more purplish.
It's not purple enough, the blonde. Go ahead.
That's right. Pew pew. All right. Episode 133. J. Kyle McNeil. Sorry.
Yep.
Weird. Is that,
but can we call you?
Or should we just call you Kyle?
I go by Kyle, but my first name's Jan, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
Kind of like Jan Michael Vincent, but not the same person.
Oh, that was going to be a totally different
he
podcast.
He does have blue thunder, though. Dude.
Gosh, well, there goes all my questions.
I've seen him play a violin in the rain, in the ocean, right? Isn't that what he does? The bass violin.
Yeah, yeah.
He has no idea what we're talking about. He's way too young. All right. So, before
you're an author and stuff. And you have a book called Birthrights coming out. But before we get to that.
Before we even let you settle in, we're going to launch right into the rapid fire response round. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, which you handpicked for your own due. We ask you to respond with a short word or phrase. If you don't answer, the answer will be provided for you. Typically, the answer from us is
stripper pole.
Okay, so what would be your sci-fi weapon of choice?
A laser beam.
If you could join the cast of any show, past or present, which would it be?
Friends.
What is your favorite junk food?
Ice cream.
What job would you like to try?
Author.
And he's done it. Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes, for sure. Sour cream.
Absolutely. What movie out now do you never need to see?
Trolls.
Who is your man crush?
Finally, we gave that one to a guy.
That's a first.
That kind of puts me
first,
on edge. Clooney.
Bilbo or Frodo?
Frodo.
When you need a good laugh, what do you do?
Never had that one.
We've never had that one.
I think back to some of the stuff I did in China.
Ah, we have to come back to that later. Adventures at Hogwarts. Do you bring along Neville, Ron, or Luna?
Ron.
Okay, so if we stuck you on a desert island with a battery-powered, solar-charged tablet, what book would you preload so you could read it over and over again?
Game of Thrones.
What musical album or compilation?
Radica Miller.
What movie?
Here and Far Away. What movie? Braveheart.
And what game that you can play on a tablet?
Well, if they've got them, it'd be Pokemon Go.
It's always the smartest answer because somebody's going to want to come out to that folk stop.
Something new here.
All right.
Just keep throwing lures at us. Somebody's down to say.
Gilligan's Island would be a totally different show now. I mean, it would be.
Like,
they would find them. That'd be it.
Yeah.
It's like.
You know, the professor would bring up like 15 gyms on the island.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, congratulations to
you.
You survived. Response round. The stripper pole count was zero.
Wow.
So good
impressive.
For you. So tell us
kind of
who you are.
I was really hoping for that first
one. We were close.
Stripper pole.
I was trying to figure out how to make man crush into a stripper pole as he paused and paused. I was trying not to be too cruel right up front. So, Kyle, we met you at Mysticon a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was my first con.
He was a con virgin.
Yes.
We should have put a V on the side of your face so people would have known. So tell us who you are and what the heck you're doing here.
Well, I after 10 years of building a company in China, I moved back and decided to be an author. And so I have been a full-time author now for 2.5 years. And my first book, which is an epic fantasy, first book of a four-book epic fantasy series, Birthrights, is going to come out in June.
And tell us the basic premise of Birthrights without spoilers.
No spoilers. So Birthrights...
Except for the fact that it continues... Three more books.
So it takes place in a land where magic has faded into the stuff of legend, and there's a corrupt council that dominates the realm. And this first book primarily deals with two protagonists, Wim and Quint. And Wim is the primary protagonist, and he's grown up in the slums of the capital as a son of a street sweeper.
Oh.
So he's the last in the line of a disgraced family, and he hopes to escape his father's fate by accepting the apprenticeship with a seeker, which is kind of like a modern-day bounty hunter.
Oh, cool.
Not a Quidditch player.
Okay. Yes. However, he finds himself entangled in a web of treachery and on a perilous journey to find the last of a magical race.
Cool.
And then on the other whole side of the land, there's Quint, who's the second protagonist, and he's the privileged son of a powerful religious leader who loses his faith. And instead, he goes and joins a group of guerrilla fighters that are fighting against the council in a place called the Fringe, and is the advisor to a small tribe there.
Oh, cool.
And when he falls in love, he becomes entangled or embroiled in their tribal politics, and he has to determine where his allegiance lies. Mm-hmm. So the first book is really it's a coming of age of both of those, and it's also setting the stage for a broader conflict that will happen in the later books.
And I see you have a copy here, and it's actually being released when?
The book is being released June 6th, and the copy I have here is an art copy, so it's a little thicker. The real copy will be a little thicker.
Right.
But yes, so June 6th.
Arc copy, not art copy. So for laymen, that's advanced reader copy, which means that sometimes there may be quick edits that you make when people are reading them.
There are a few edits to this one.
Yes.
Not too many, though.
Yeah. We love ARCs. Yes. Bane will often provide them for us for the Geek Gala, and we love them. So
that's right.
Yeah.
You can have this one if you like.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wow.
Very cool. Sweet. Did you see? I didn't even have to ask him for it.
You're so snack. So snack.
You're like, what's that book over there, Kyle? Tell me all about it.
So,
I want to hear about China.
Yes,
a little bit.
Tell us a little bit about China.
Well, so
how'd you get there? And
so I was working for a private equity firm, and one of the portfolio companies wanted to open a factory there.
Oh.
And so I moved over for an 18-month project to help them get the factory open, with the idea that I'd go back to business school afterwards.
Okay.
So 10 years later, I come back here.
Wow.
18 months, 10 years.
These things happen, yeah.
Yeah, but we started Greenfield and grew the factory from to over 1,000 employees and over $30 million in revenues.
Wow.
So, and then the overall company sold and was acquired by a much larger company, which then sucked the life out of me. And so I came back.
Right. You know how that feels. I really do know how that feels.
You're looking rejuvenated.
I think they were called the board.
So good, yeah. You've been assimilated
that's
in
correct.
China.
So do you speak fluent Mandarin or?
I do not. I spoke enough Mandarin to get myself in trouble. And so my wife didn't speak English when we started dating, and so that's the trouble I got in.
Wow. Okay.
So, but we conducted all of our business in English.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
Wait, that just does not sound romantic. My wife and I conducted all of our business in English.
The company.
Transition. That's all right. Look, you even made the mic turn over.
I'm a little scared there.
That was a first.
We even had that.
I should replay.
If you heard a crackling noise in your ears, we apologize. And
just a Yeti mic falling down. Scared by the possible
implications there.
Either that or he was bowing, but I think that's more of a challenge.
It was a backwards bow, so I don't know. It was a limbo. All right.
So what inspired this story?
You know, I've always wanted to write. I graduated from Georgia Tech with a chemical engineering degree.
Oh.
And when I was going through interviews, people were asking me, what's your 5-year, 10-year plan? And I not very smartly answered that I wanted to be a fantasy author.
Oh.
Okay.
So
how did that work out for you?
So I ended up in consulting.
They said we'd like you to go to China meeting.
this is actually a story that's been rattling around my head since college time. I started writing it back then, and I spent so many hours working that I didn't really advance it a lot. But the characters and the plot, they really matured as I spent the time abroad. I've been to over 40 countries, and so
wow.
Getting to experience different cultures and not just seeing them from a tour bus, but spending real time and learning about some cultures that are very different from our own, I think really helped to grow the depth of the book.
Wow. What was the biggest challenge coming back from China to adjusting to?
Everything was, massage. I missed the massage. Okay. It was $5.
Whoa.
So, I'd conduct phone calls because the hour's different, so I'd actually go to the foot massage and get a phone call and do my business calls while I was getting the foot massage there. But then second would be the food. I really miss the Chinese food. It was it's nothing like the Chinese food here.
No, yeah.
So it's the food here is a totally different animal.
Yeah. So you said you've been to like over 40 countries. What is the most the most out there country you've been to?
Jordan maybe would be kind of the most interesting. I was in Israel when the new Intifada started, which was kind of scary.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
That would have been scary.
But there's all over Costa Rica, and it just there's strange stuff. It's less so much the country, but where you can find yourself in trouble within the countries. So, even in the U.S., there's lots of different places to explore.
What made you choose North Carolina? Were you from this area originally?
So I was born in North Carolina, okay. But I lived kind of half and half North Carolina and Georgia, and my sister though lives in Fort Mill.
Oh, okay.
And so I was back and visiting them, and hadn't decided for sure when to move back yet, but I found a house here, and that sped things along.
Right.
So and my folks live in Hickory.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Nice.
Good traveling distances. So living life as a writer for 2.5 years, what does that mean as a day-to-day operation?
Well,
especially when you're in the process of writing and not in the process of having been published.
So I was fortunate to have a pretty good work ethic in the business environment, and I've been able to translate that to the writing. And so I wake up, I have breakfast with my wife and daughter, and then I go and hide, and I write most of the day, maybe come down for a quick lunch break and write. And if it's a nice day, I'll stop early, maybe go on a run or go to the park, and then I'll write some more. So the second book's coming along much faster. It won't take 2 years. It'll be published next year.
Nice.
Awesome.
So, but it's, it's been solid writing. And then, now that the publication is approaching, putting in a little bit of marketing along with the writing. So.
Yeah. Which is how you went to Mysticon and how we met you.
That's right. But it's been a pleasure to create something that will last and it's mine. Got lots of input, fantastic beta readers. Thank you, by the way. And it's been it's been something I've really wanted to do after building a company and having that kind of change. But this is something that's really lasting.
What's the thing that surprised you most about transitioning to writing?
How hard it was to write. Yeah, you have so many ideas and what you want to say, and getting that to paper and then editing and editing and editing. And it took a little while to get the Chinese out of my head too, I have to admit, because you use a little different language or vocabulary while you're over there. So. Kind of getting back into the poetic verse.
Absolutely.
So Mysticon was your first convention ever?
First convention ever.
So
yes.
how do you feel now? Because I mean, as a writer of high fantasy, that's probably going to be your mainstays, going to these cons and selling your wares. Was it like a really wonderful experience for you? Or?
I so wanted to be on the panels.
Yeah. I know.
So I did all the kind of the author train at the Mysticon, and so You know, I went to a ton of different panels and listened, but you know, having created it, you want to be able to talk about it,
yeah,
and engage with your readers.
Well, now that you got one under your belt, you know what it's like. You can start applying as a guest.
Yes, in fact, I have already.
The one to apply for is Con Carolina.
Not for this year,
not for 2017, but for 2018. Especially if you've got a second book coming.
Absolutely,
I will indeed. In fact,
I happen to know where the programming director of Con Carolina is. Kinda,
cool. Maybe.
Oh well. But anyway, go ahead. But that's actually, honestly, for you to attend, it would be a great one because it's very author-centric and is known for that. So the quality of author that gets attracted, and not because I know Carol is a friend, but because that's the reputation that she built before she was my friend. I think you'd find it intriguing, the writer's tracks.
Well, and I actually will be there this year, okay, along with RavenCon. So those two I'm going.
Oh, so we'll be at RavenCon also.
Yeah,
yay.
So you'll see us a lot. I won't be sitting at a table at Con Carolina, so I'll be running around like a crazy program
director.
Yeah, if
she doesn't say words to you, it's not personal. She'll just be like, blah,
blah. Just hand me a drink.
And Con Carolina's is actually just a few days before my book is released too. So,
yay!
My first panel con will be Atomic Con in November.
Yay! We'll be at that one too.
We're gonna see a lot of
Kyle.
We're gonna be good friends. So tell us about all the places we can find you on the interwebs.
So my website is www.jkylemcneal.com.
And spell McNeil.
M-C-N-E-A-L.
Okay.
I'm at J. Kyle McNeil on both Facebook, from my author page, as well as Twitter.
Twitter.
That's where I've pretty much focused my attention now. I have the Instagram account, but I haven't started to use that so much yet.
Well, you can hook them all together. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I like how you and Donald Trump are keeping that alive.
I tweet. I just do it from Facebook.
I rarely tweet.
I find that if I do the Twitter, it actually shows up on my Facebook account, yeah, and not vice versa.
So. Same here. So that's.
So I find it easier just to go ahead and do the tweet about updates to the book and things like that. So. Yeah.
And so the book is called again?
The book is called Birthrights. It's book one of the Revisions to the Truth series. And then Broken Oaths, which is book two, will be coming out next year as well.
Excellent.
Awesome. Mm. Exciting.
And are you going to be on the Amazon? I'm doing the old lady.
So I am already on Amazon, as well as a number of other of the electronic marketplaces for pre-order. And that's for the paperback version. There'll be an electronic version that'll be available on the day of the release. Just two nights ago, I was picking the Audible narrator. Right now, we're leaning towards someone with a British accent, which is very exciting.
You cannot go wrong, sir.
Yeah,
I was very excited. It sent chills down my spine to listen to my own words being spoken that well.
Okay, so. Shall we wrap this one up? And
yes, we would love for you to hang out overnight. We do have a guest out in the garage. His name is Field. It'll be fine. It is New Sponge Day on Wednesdays, so he'll be very excited to see you and
cuddle when it's cold.
Cuddle when it's cold. So that won't be a problem, right?
Of course not.
Just say yes.
All right, just say yes, nod and smile, back away politely.
Am I pushing the button?
Push the button, Carol.
Wait a minute, sorry, I got a text.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to Guardians of the Geekery.
It's from the microwave, Mike.
What was the name of the book again? I'm writing all this down. Birthright.
Mr. Microwave. Lock and Load and A Day in the Sun by Jens Hillstoffer. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.